USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC has relaxed some of its guidelines regarding social distancing in schools. On Friday, the CDC announced that it was changing its recommendation and that students should now keep 3 feet away from each other instead of the previously recommended 6, as long as those students are wearing masks. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says it's important that the social distancing recommendations are being revisited. He tells CNBC that as we learned more about how the virus was spread, it became clear that 6 feet wasn't as effective.
We implemented it early on based on an assumption that coronavirus was going to spread like influenza, and there have been some prior research that flu spread predominantly through droplets, and if you stayed 6 feet apart from people, it reduced droplet transmission. We've subsequently learned that COVID coronavirus is spreading through aerosols, not just droplets, so probably 6 feet isn't as effective as it would be if this was purely droplet transmission.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
2 days of talks between U.S. and Chinese officials in Anchorage, Alaska ended Friday with no movement in relations between the two countries. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he was not surprised at the pushback he received when raising sensitive issues with the Chinese delegation, but told reporters there's a need for candid talks between the nations.
We certainly know and knew going in that there are a number of areas where we are fundamentally at odds, including China's actions in Xinjiang, with regard to Hong Kong, Tibet, increasingly Taiwan, as well as actions that it's taking in cyberspace.
The 10th summit was the first meeting between U.S. and Chinese officials since President Biden took office. The topic of China will likely be on the agenda when Secretary of State Blinken heads to Brussels next week for a summit with NATO leaders. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
It turns out February's bone-chilling cold set some frigid records. Wendy King reports from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
If you thought last month's bitter cold was chillier than any February's in the past, you were right. It was. New data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration puts February 2021 as the coldest in more than 30 years in the U.S., North America, Scandinavia, and Northern Asia were all significantly below average in temperatures last month. The central and eastern tropical Pacific Ocean, as well as Australia and parts of the southern oceans, were also notably colder during February than in previous years. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Mars rover Perseverance has been sending back a ton of data from the surface of Mars, and now it's sent back audio. Lance Pry has that story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The Perseverance rover captured audio while driving on the surface of Mars's Jezero crater on Sol 16, or the 16th day of the NASA mission to the Red Planet. NASA says they have no idea what the scratching sounds are and are investigating. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.